Shiz being learned Linishmas Moran Rabrabom Yaki Beramei Zambala Koyin, Linishmas Abnasan Ben Rabzom and Pinchas Akoyin, Linishmas Abishur Chaim Ben Ramotrech Vialevi, Linishmas Rab David Ben Ramosh Grossman, Kulam Zechainam Levroche. We are on that, Pei Beis, Omed Beis. Let us just see the lotion of the Seif of the Mishnah. Shachto ve'esbas bita. Person shechted a pora, then he shechted the granddaughter. Ba'achakach shochat bita. Then he shechted the bas. So the bas is the daughter of the pora. That's oisei ves benoi. That's the benoi. The bas is the mother of the bas bita. That's the oisai. So when he shechts the bas, really he's either two averes of oisai ves benoi. Afalpike, the Mishnah says, soite ges aboim, you get one smalke. In sumche seine mishim rabbi meye, soite kshmeinim. Sumche said, you get 80 malke. And let us just see what Rashi says. Seife galboim, we get 40 malkes, the chad lav. That means, even though there are two sibbets, why there's an iser to shech the bas, it's the benoi of oisai, and it's oisai of a benoi, but it's chad lavu, the chad ahatrohu, the chad maise. So for that, one lav, one asro, one maisa, you get one smalkit. Shmeinim v'taymeh desumchis meforesh b'gmore. Zakti gemore, shochato v'ezbas bito. Omalei Abaye l'Rab Yosef. So Abaye wanted to appreciate, understand, what is pshat my taymeh desumchis. What is pshat in sumchis? Sumchis says you get 80 malkis. So he has two tzadim. The first tzad is, Kosova sumchis, ochal shnei zeisi chaylev behelem echot. Let's talk about karbonis, and the Gemara explains, the Gemara compares malchus to karbonis. So let's speak about karbonis. Ochal shnei zeisi chaylev behelem echot. It means a person was unaware that this is chaylev. And he ate two zeisim. So the simchis hold chayiv shtei chatois, that is chayiv two kobones, and each size of chaylev is a separate avera. So he did two averas, behelem echad, even though it's the same avera, the avera of achilas chaylev, it's one shkogel. I mean, I didn't know that chaylev is also he ate two zeisim. The simchis hold that you bring two chatois. It's called two averes. Each sayas is an averes. So if I eat two zeisim, even though it was behelem echot, I'll bring two chatois. And therefore, so the din will be, let's transform this to malchus. I'll tell a person this is chaylev, you're not allowed to eat chaylev. And he eats one zayis, and right afterwards he eats another zayis. The same avera, it's one asro, one lav, but I did two averas. I ate two zaysim of chaylev. So it could be, this is the svare of simchis. Ubedinu de lishminim ba'alme. The simchis did not have to pick out a case. Now we have over the case, there was a poro, an abito, and a bas bito, and first he shechted the poro bas bito, and then he shechted the bas. When he shechted the bas, so he's over, it's the bito of the poro, it's the aim of the bas bito. And it's also, so I did two averes with one atro. So he didn't have to speak about such a complex case. Ubedinu tulishminin ba'alme. To tell us that if a person ate Tuesday say chaylof, he gets 80 malkis. With one hatzot. V'hai de kamash malon boho. So why did he speak about this case? Le'diyacho koichoi derabonam. To tell us the koich of the rabonam. That the rabonam achoylik afilu in such a case. Ta'af al gav de gufin muchlokim. Here it is, gufin muchlokim. Potri rabonam. Rabonam pater. Oidume kesova sumches ochel shnei zeise chelo vele mechad ene chai vele achat. Ochi haini taimo hoyo de gufin muchlokim. Now, before we explain this Gemara, let us first see Rashi, and then we'll try a little bit to elaborate on the Gemara. Behelam echot, shaloi neida loi bintayim shechot. He didn't know that he did a chet. He took his eisen. Ubishoigek chayiv shtei chatoi. Vuhu adin, so the first tzad of Abaye was, that could be some chesot, namid v'chayiv v'ascho achas, one hascho, u'belav echod, and one lav, also shnei malkiyit. I'll tell him this is chaylev, he's not allowed to eat it, we'll eat one kezayis, and we'll eat another kezayis. So memela who gets twice malkiyit. So really, it should be the lashminim ba'alme, heichod de'ein gufan muchlokim, kegoin b'shnei zeisei chaylev. You should have taken said this then. Which is not goofing muchlokim. I wanted to say the afal gav the goofing muchlokim shayidei shtei poris boin loy shnei malkiyos. Because of the two poris, that's why he's getting twice malkis. You also are the Chachamim hold your chayiv, one malchus, even though it's gufim muchlokim. Now I'd like to elaborate this concept of gufim muchlokim. Now, we have in the Mishnah, which is Adova Muskim, a person shechted the aim, and then he shechted two children. The Mishnah says he gets 80 malkis. This is Adova Muskim. And this is Gufa Mukhlokim. This is two Averis. I shechted this ben, I shechted this ben. It's Mamish two Averis. This less man the poly, this is called two Averis. This ben is Naveir. It's called Gufim Muchlokim. For example, a person will be, a Kohen will be boiled two grushes, one after the other. They gave him Asro, he's not allowed to be boiled a grusha, and he's boiled one grusha, then the second grusha. That's called two different women. This woman is a grusha, this woman is a grusha, this is called two separate Averis. He did two separate Averis. Two Zaysim of Chaylev is not Gufim Muchlokim. This is, each woman is a Grusha. He was boiled this woman and this one. They're two different women. Both of them are God Grushas. Two Zaysim of Chaylev is Mamish, I ate Chaylev. Chaylev, this eye is this eye. It's not something different. I ate Chaylev. One's eye is a second's eye. There's a svara to say, and we'll mention this soon, if a person is eating chaylev, it's called one big achilev. We're later going to have a mishnah. Nozor shos hoyeshoise yayin kol hayoyin kuloi. He drank gallons of wine, and they were masra him. So he gets one malchus. So the Ran in the Dorim says, it's called one big shtiyah. He drank, if you were masra him, I'll call revius before he drank. Wait a minute, when we masra you, there's a svara hasrois machalkis. This is a new aveira now. This is a new aveira. But if there was no hefsik between the shtiyas, I'm drinking the whole day, gets one malchus. It's considered one big Avera. That's not also. Now, Abaye was Mesupik. What does Sumchus hold? The Sumchus disagree with this concept. Sumchus holds, no. It's not called one big Achille. Every Achille's Kizayis is a different Avera. It's, even though it's the same Avera, and it's one big Maisa for all practical purposes, the same love, the same Asur, but it's different Averas. Or maybe not. Maybe Sumchus is also Moide, that's called one big Shtiya, one big Achille, and you only get one Malkus. Here, it's Gufin Machlokim. Here, it's Gufin Machlokim. So we have to understand, what's the Gufin Machlokim over here? That means like this. That means that he shechted the polo, and he shechted the bas, and he shechted he shechted bas bito, and then he shechted the bas. Fine. When he shechted the bas, this is the bas of the polo, this is the aim of the bas bito, he's doing two averas. But this is called gufim muchlokim. What's the gufim muchlokim? He did one nicer. He shechted the bas. What's the gufim muchlokim? So Rav Shloima Haiman amoyredike vot. But this is the case. Amoyredike behilos on the sugya. He says, the avera of oisai ve'es benoi, the avera is you're not allowed to shech both. Not you're not allowed to shech the bed. Not allowed to shech the set. Oisoi ve'es benoi. But the Avera is nigmar when you shech the second one. That means the Avera is shechting the set. So that means that the Avera is to shech the set. So memele, so when I shech the bath that is in middle, so not the Avera is for shechting the middle one. When I shech the middle one, I'm shechting two sets. I'm shechting the middle one with the top one. I'm shechting the middle one with the bottom one. These are two different Averas. These are two sets. These are gufim muchlokim. It's two different Averas. It's two different. It's not two kizaisim chaylev. Two kizaisim chaylev. It's the same Avera of Achilas. Caleb, I'm repeating the Avera twice. So if you repeat the Avera, if you continue doing the Avera, the same Avera, there is a svara to say that's called one big Avera. That's called one big Avera. I'm eating. I'm drinking wine the whole day. Another drinks wine the whole day. That's one big Avera of Shtiyas Yayin. I drank a lot of wine, fine. But that's called one Avera. There's a svara to say, even though I'm drinking many revias. There's such a svara. So therefore I should get one malchus. Unless I'm masre, I'll call revius the revius, and the svara is hasrois mechalkois. That's what makes it a new avera. I'm warning you again, don't drink this. This has nothing to do. There's a new hasra. I'm warning you again, that makes it a different avera. But if there's no hasra that's masre between one shtia and another, she's called one big shtia. It's called one big achila. That's if ain't gufin mechalkin. Gufin Machalkin is be'emes. I'm being over the Avera when I shech the middle one. That's for true. That's for true. With this middle one, I'm doing two Averas. But the two Averas are because with shechting the middle one, it's called I shechted two sets. I shechted the middle one with the mother. I first shechted the mother. So I've shechted the middle one with the mother. That's one set. I shechted the middle one with the daughter. That's the second set. That's called gufim muchlokim. So now the Gemara is a shayla. What does Sumchus hold? The Sumchus also hold that it's called one big achila. So that means kizayis and kizayis, a person with two kizayisim chayla. Sumchus is also moide that's called one big avera of achila's chayla. So just, the Loshen of the Ran and the Dorim, the Mikraye Achila Achas, it's called one big Achila, Elim Kein Hisra Bintayim, Vamrinin Asroyis Mechalkes. There's a Svarah to say it's called one big Achila. So that's the shail of the Gemara. Should I say that Sumchis personally disagrees with this concept, and he holds that Sumchis holds that that it's not called one big achille. Every achilles kezayis is called an aveira. Every shtiyas revis is called an aveira. But that what he said is halacha here to tell us the koyche the rabbonim, that the rabbonim consider this also one big aveira. Even though in Yesod it's two aveiras. The aveira is for two sets. But since the Yesod aveira is of killing a set, so with one maisa, he killed two sets. Oh, that's also called one aveira. Or maybe the svare, or maybe the svare is Or maybe the skupa is the svara of sumchis, and dafka over here by gufim muchlokim. Yeah. Reb Shlomo wanted to emphasize with this yisod that a mirde kebir, what in the befrat in the aveira of oisei ves benoi. It's not pshat the isos that the shech the benoi. The isos the shech the set. Oisei ves benoi. But the aveira is nigma. When you kill both of them, you shech both of them, then it's nigma the aveira. But it's the aveira of oisei is benoi oisei. With this Reb Shlomo wanted to emphasize a kasha of the Afika Yom. Afika Yom asked a kasha we had in the Mishnah that if a person shechted the poro, when he shechted the poro, it was chal an iser to shecht bita, right? It was chal an iser to shecht bita. Then, when he shechted bas bita, then this chal an iser to shecht bita, nachamo. The bita is the aim of the bas bita and the bas of the po. So the Afika Yom asked Rav Shlomo Hyman Akasha, he says, when he shechted the poro, it was already chal an iser of the bita. I'll say it was the Halloween. Not allowed to shech the bita. So I'm not allowed to shech the bita. I'll say it was the benoit. When I shech the bas bita, now the schalanu is and the bita, I'll benoit v'oisoi. So he said he should say an issa chalal issa. Why should he get malchus for the second issa? The issa is to shech the middle one. This is shech the middle one. So as soon as I shechted the aim, so that is a shechted the pole, so it's an issa chalal bita. Alech kol, I'm allowed to shech the bita chas v'sholom. There's an issa. Oisei ves benoi, I'll to shech the bita. So it's also to shech the bita, I'll to oisei ves benoi. So now later when I shech the bas bita, so a second issa. He says, it's the same issa nachoich, but let's forget, but you should zich say an issa chalal issa. That's what the Afika Yom is. So Rav Shlomo said the way he says it's not shver. It's not the iser to shech the middle one. The iser is to shech the set. Before there was an iser to shech this set. Now there's an iser to shech this set. This is a different iser. This iser is on the set, not on the eight. It's nigmar through that when you shech the middle one. But not the iser to shech this one. The iser is to shech the set. So first there was an iser to shech that set. Now there's an iser to shech this set. That's what he answered. It's amir de kibir. Now, let us continue with Rashi. Is it Rashi? The afal gav again, the gufa mechlokim, shai de shtei porois, boin loy shnei malki yeselog. So Rashi u polig sumches beseife, sumches is choylek on the seife, buhu adin lereishe, is choylek on the reishe also. The Ktoni, we learned in the Reisha, Shochat Shnei Bonech, Vachakach Shochto, Seifig Mem, Seifig Mem,
V'sumche soifik pei. According to sumche shall be soifik pei. And because there's two isurim. There's an isa when they shech the aim. So now this is the aim with this son, the aim with this son. It's two different averes. It's good for machlokim, it's two different averes. V'kach motzosi b'tei seftem, shochat hei bonim, v'acha kach shochto, zum chesoyme mishum rameya chayiv mishum chamisha labim. If you shechted five sons, and then you shechted the aim, so there's five averes, it's five sets. It's five sets. And now by shechting the aim, you, with one shechita, you shechted five sets of oisav es b'no. There were five bonim that were shechtem, so each one is oisav es b'no. And let's just see Taisvitz. Zum chesayim em vishim ramei seifek shmoinim, so Taisvitz arei shenami polik, kide perish bekuntres, v'chia gavne, Omar Bekamadi Yibomit, so there's a logistical, technical problem. So why did the Tana put Rav Shimon at the end of the Mishnah? By the beginning of the Mishnah, it said, Shochat Shnei B'nei V'achkach Shochto Soifi Gesar Boim, she should have brought Sumchis and said, Sumchis Ayim Soifi Shmoini. So Taisvah says, Chiga, so it's not gefährlich. Chigam Nom Bekamadi Yibomit, Cholokoy Rav Shimon Af Barishoine. Seif and not get Mishim Rabus at the Rabbonom. The Aval gav the Ikish, they shameis. In the Seif, the two shameis. That means when you shech, first you shechted the Poro, then you shechted Basbito, then you shechted the Bito. So the Bito is taken two shameis. It's Oisoi Vez, Bnoi, Bnoi Voisoi. Doise Vez, Bnoi, Bnoi Voisoi. Loki Ella Boim, Tim the Novki Tavai Mechat Krad, Krad, Lais Ishchetu. So it's called one big Aveira. That's the Svara of the Chacham. The kids are Abaye Rasofik. Abaye did not know what Pshat is in. Abaye did not know what Pshat is in Sumchas. Yeah. Omalei. So Rabbi Yosef answered him in. Ksova ochar shnei zeisei chayla ve'elamechot chayiv shtei chatois. Yeah, you're right. The first malach is emes the mahalach. He holds that shtei zeisei chayla you also get two malkes. Mimai, so he says, I'll bring you a raya. Midisnan azereye keloyim keloyim. A person azereye keloyim keloyim. Like it. He gets malkes. Like the Gemara, my loike, what does it mean he gets malchus? Ilaim a loike achas, he gets one malchus. Pshita, the Pshita, the reik loim, he gets malchus. Ro'oyit, and it only gets one malchus. My kiloyim kiloyim, what's kiloyim kiloyim? El of Pshita, beis malchus. So it means beis malchus. Like the Gemara, but my asking on, what is the case? Speaking about or shtei asrois. Taninon, we learned that what you need. This bishnim, we learned about it. Nozer shayeshois yayin kola yayin, enichai bela achas. Amrle altishte bushois, altishte bushois, chayebo kolachas vaachas. El Pshite, Bebas Achas, Ubasro Achas, it's speaking about, it was Bebas Achas, or, was in places, or Basro Achas. Money, Ilema Rabon, and the Poilogilai de Sumchis, Hashta Omahosam, the Gufim Muchlokim Potre Rabonam, there is Gufim Muchlokim Potre Rabon, they say it's one big Avera, Hochelai Koshke, El Alav Sumchisi. So now it's going according to the Sumchis. So we see here that Sumchis holds, speaking about without two Asros, with one Asro, Bafal Pikein, your Chayiv Shtayim, Sarai that Sumchis holds, Afilu Beguf Achas, your Chayiv Shtayim. Let us see what Rashi says. Yuk Rashi. אז הראיה כלויים כלויים, משמע שזורה וחוזה וזורה. ואויד מהכלויים כלויים, כלויים חודס ריא, נמי מחייב חודה. ובאס אחס, ביודוי אחס חיטה וחרצה, וביודוי אחס סוירה וחרצה. Then he made these two זריאס בבאס אחס. אלא לאף סומחס יש מאמינו אוכל שני זייסי חילב בהלם אחד חייב. Let's just see one taste of this. אלא פשיטה בבאס אחס ובאס רו אחס פרש. אוי בהס רו אחס אפילו בזה החזה. So that means this Mishnah that says Azeireya Kloyim is speaking about either Basachas, Rashi says two hands he's making Azriya of Kloyim be Basachas, Chita v'chaltzen, Seira v'chaltzen, Oy Basro Achas, Vapula Bezechat, Vapula Boho, Potri Rabbonam, Amoy Nozir, Shoye, Shoise, Kol Ayoyim, Deine Chayev, Elo Achas. So, Moirdike Kashem, at Afike Yom asks, this Afike Yom is in Chelik Bey, Simen Hay, he brings a Moirdike Machlekes HaRishenim. If a person starts at the Yomaskman on Aveire, he starts doing the Aveire, he continues doing the Aveire. Will you get malchus on the continuation? So there's a big machlokes harishonim why you don't get malchus. What it is the nozer shoye shoyse yain kola yain kolay. You don't get malchus. So other harishonim learn pshat. You know why you don't get malchus? Because he can tine. I forgot. Hasro is the hafrim bin shayge kemezid. What you told me 5 minutes ago. I should remember what you told me 5 minutes ago. I forgot. Hasro is to be teich k'day dibur of the Aveira. For other Rishonim, this is Shitas Rashi, that he can time. I think in the Mukhi Yosef, when he's done, he can time, he forgot. That's the reason you don't get Malkus. That what you need, Hasro, al kol achas va'achas, is for a different reason. You need Hasro, so he can't say you forgot. That's the purpose of the Hasra. And other Rishonim learn, you can't say you forgot. I warned you, when you started doing the Aveira, you can't say you forgot. So why don't you get Malkus back on the continuation? Because it's called one big Aveira. It's called one big Aveira. So in kindness from Agam Moreh, you see clearly, like these Rishonim, you see clearly that is the Pshat. The pshat is because it's called one big aveira, and there's a svara asrois mechalkois, there's such a svara, and if it's not asrois mechalkois, if it's not asrois mechalkois, some email it's called one big aveira. If the tam would be, because we see our whole gemara, the gemara wants to say according to Rabbi Yossi, yechayev malkis, to be chayev two times malkis with one asro. I let him tiny forgot. So he says, he tines, he bugs by itself here. He says, from this Gemara, you see clearly not like those Rishonim, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the whole reason why you have to give us Ro'al Kolachas Vachas, because he can tiny Ishtaloi, he forgot. So then the whole Sugi is very schwer. From the whole Sugi, you see clearly, the whole Medubba is it called one big Aveira. And therefore, that's why you get Malkus, or is it called two separate Aveiras? That's the Shaila. There's a Svar, maybe Gufim Mechalkim will make it two separate Aveiras. That's the Omer Duba over here. So that's his Kasha, according to Rashi,
It's a different sugi in Ganson. The reason you don't give more than one Malkis Yigitayni for Ganson. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi and what's Pshat the whole sugi? This is Akasha that Tafika Yom asks, and this is a Rashi in Malkis.
Let us quickly go over the Gemara and then we'll learn Tosfos. Shachta is bas bita. So we hear a machlokes sumchis and the chachamim. When he shechs the bas, zi loike shmeinim or loike aboy. Amalei abay la Rabbi Yosef, my time of the sumchis. What is the reason of sumchis that you loike shmeinim? The maise when he shechs the bas is the bas achas. He's over two laven, and he's like shmeinim. Is kasava sumches ochal shnei zeichelu belam echad chayiv shtei chatois. He holds by two zeichelu belam echad that since each one is a shir zayis. So Memele is Chayiv Shtei Chatois, and Hu Adin will be Chayiv Shnei Malkis. Hu Adin will do Shminen Baalme. The Saloch did not necessarily have to be said by Oisai Ve'ez Benoi. It could have said by Chaylev also. Why does it say by Oisev es Benoit, Leidiyacho, Koichan da Rabbonam, Afogav de Gufen Muchlokim, Potri Rabbonam, even though it's Gufen Muchlokim, so we could consider this like two different Averis, as we have mentioned from Rav Shloima, how he explains it, there's an Issa of Oisev es Benoit, Benoit Vaisoi. Oidulma kesovar sumches ochushnei zeisechele vele mechode nechai vele achas. Vohochi hainu taima oil begufen muchlokim. So we told him, omoloi in kesovar ochushnei zeisechele vele mechode chayiv steichachtois. That sumches holds that you ate shnei zeisechele vele mechode, don't need gufen muchlokim, since there's a shir, there's two zaysim, some amela yachayim shtei chatois, nuadin yachayim shtei malkis. Mimai midisnan, azereya kiloyim kiloyim. We learned a mishnah, a person was azereya kiloyim kiloyim, loike, my loike. What does that mean? Ilema loike achas. If a person was azereya kiloyim, you loike achas, pshite. It's poshet. A person is a rei kiloyim, you like it. Boy, my kiloyim, kiloyim. What is pshat in the kefal haloshim? Alapshite beis malkiyes. So kochach like it means there was two zriyas of kiloyim. And you are like it twice malkis. B'may askino. Ilema bezeachazet. If it's speaking about that it was bezeachazet, two different times. Ubishtei asrois. And there were two asrois. Tanina. We learned nozer shoyeshoise yayin kolayoyim. Einechai vela achas. Omruloy altishte bushoise, altishte bushoise. Chayebal kolachas vachas. So, what is the chiddush that if he was zereya twice kiloyim bezechazeh and two hasrois, that the din is that he's loikem shtayim, it's poshet. Elopshite bebas achas ubasro achas. Speaking about that he was zereya bebas achas ubasro achas, money, and who is it going according to? Ilema rabbonom. The pligi alei de sumchis. If it's going according to the rabbonim, uachoylekan sumchis, hashto mahosam de gufin muchlokim potri rabbonim. There is gufin muchlokim
Soi sivas b'noi, b'noi v'oi soi. Is in the Rabbona and Pater, hoche loy kolshkeim, yivetz nagufim machlokim, elalav sumchesi, is going according to sumches. So we see that sumches holds hochal, shnei kizeite cheilev, bebasachas shechayev shtayim. Let us just see the Rashi as a re, kiloyim, kiloyim. Mashme, shezora, vechozar, vezora. Void my kiloyim, kiloyim. Chodez riye, nami mechayiv, chodez. Bebas achas, biyodoy achas, chito vecharzen. Biyodoy achas, seire vecharzen. In bebas achas, is zereya, he makes babasachas, he makes two zriyas. Alalav, sumchis, ushma mino, ochal, shnei zei zei chayle, behelam echot chay, even though it's not good, he mechloke. That's the raya of the Gemara. Agavulche, I'd just like to mention one nekude, which I think will be Negeya at the end of the sugya, but when Rashi says Pshat in the Chachomim, Seifik Aboim, so Rashi says the Rabbonon hold by, he was Poro, Bito, Bas Bito, and he first shechted the Poro, Bas Bito, and then he shechted the Bito. So Rashi says, Seife Gaboim, the Chachamim hold Yeseife Gaboim, the Chab Lavu, the Chad Hasro, the Chad Maise. We have a more like a Chiddush Tachsim in this Rashi, and that's the Svar of one Maise, even though it's, and it's the same Lav, and one Maise and one Hasro, you should be like Yishmoinim. They hold no, and Simchas holds like a Shmoinim, and this is the sad if you don't say Gufin Mukhlokim. So the Gemara is saying, and it seems this is similar, that a person has two hands, and one hand he has Achita Bechartzen, one he has Asere Bechartzen, and Bas Achas, he drops both onto the ground. From the stomach, that's also called perhaps one ma'ase, one lav, one ascha, and yoloi kishtai. Let us see Tosfos before we go further. Azireya kiloyim kiloyim loike. Payme. The mashma hoche. The machad kiloyim loiloki alachoda. The only reason he's like Eshtayim is because it's he was two zriyas of kiloyim. Ramai loiloki nami mishum loisasig gvul rayecho linyan isa kiloyim dorish lo bishabes peperich habekive. It is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Masechet Shabbos. Let's not get into the Machlokes. But Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us that if a person is Zereya Kloim, he's over the lav of Leisasig Gvul Reyecho. So Tosfos asks, so you should be like Ishtayim by one Zriya of Kloim. You're over Leisizra Karmachal Kloim. You're also over on the lav of Leisasig Gvul Reyecho. V'yeshloima. So Tosfos says two interesting terutzim. Terutz number one, v'kivin da'osa nami la'zore demasig gvul. Min le'sasig gvul reyacho, good, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, it goes on zriyas kloyim. But it also goes, in mikro yaitzi b'dei pshut, it goes on masig gvul. That means, let's say a person will move over the boundary, and it'll come out that Yenim Skalke is in his Rishus. So he's over the lav of Leisasi Gvul. So Kim Dosni Nami La Zoras, it's coming to tell us the Masik Gvu is ain't loikin all of Mishum Kloyim, Kemoish ain't loikin al Hasogis Gvu, the Nitin Lahishovim. The love of Hasogis Gvu is Nitin Lahishovim. So since this love is Nitin Lahishovim, so you won't get Malkus on this love. So Memele, so the other limud, which we learn out, the limud that we learn out, or that the Yisak Lohim, it's not more chomo than Pashtei Deka. In Pashtei Deka, you don't get Malkus. Even the reason you don't get Malkus is because of Nitin Lahishovim. About Kaponim, if the Ika love, you don't get Malkus, Ma'ezah Sibir Shehiyem, so the love hanilmad mimena also you don't get Malkus. Faces alone, Betim is a big chiddush. Because, the reason you don't get Malkus, because there's Nitin Leishavin. Here it's not Nitin Leishavin. But we have to appreciate the chiddush. The Ktsois asks a kasha on Tosfos, he asks a very interesting kasha. Now, we hold Kalka ain't an exelus. Of the love of the Sigzel, you're not over if a person is Masigvu. It means he moved over the boundary, now Yenim, the Chalik of Yenim's properties and the issues. Not over the Sigzel because Kalka ain't an exelus. But there's the love of the Sasigvu. What is Pshat Nitain Lehishoven? That means push back the boundary. What's Nitain Lehishoven? So Mamela, the love is Lehisasi. It's Nitin Leishavim, you should push back the boundary. But it's Nitin Leishavim. Tainet Ekseis, what'll be if the Kalka that he was Masi Gvul got a flood came and the Kalka got flooded and it's not here anymore. It got flooded away, the Kalka. So it's not Nitin Leishavim anymore. It's not here anymore. It's not Nitin Leishavim. To pay for it, you don't have to pay for it, because Kalka ain't an exelus. Like this, like Zaylee, steal something, it's lost, you pay for it. But Kalka ain't exelus, you don't have to pay for it. So, so what'll be over there? Will he get Malkus? So, Taina Tekseis, Lachesh, did he get Malkus? I mean, the whole reason you don't get Malkus by Leisasing Wool is because it's Nitin Lehishavan, because he can return it. What if I can't return it? So by Leisasik Gvul, you should get Malkus. So Mele Frektik Tosi doesn't understand, so why shouldn't the Isik Loim be similar to a case of a Hasogis Gvul, where was Nishtav HaKalke? I mean, there's no such klal. You're not Loikan Leisasik Gvul. You're not Loikan Leisasik Gvul if you'll make a Hishovim. And it will be Nishtav the Kalke, so you will be Loikan by Hasogis Gvul Gufa. So itainis, so kloim should be similar to that. This is the tzaisus kasha, simin tzadik zayin, sitkot and gimel, and this tzaisus. Va'oida vilav shebeklolis, then tzaisus has another teret, since this lav is koilu, two different inyonim, it's a lav shebeklolis, ayin loikinov. Tanine, so the Gemara says, if it is speaking about that they were, there was there, achel there, and there was a hasro, bein kol zriyeh lezriyeh, b'shtei hasrois. I learned already. Nozer shoye shoyse yayin kol ayoyim, in a chayva la'achas. Hatishta shtishta vu shoyse chayva kol achas v'achas. So I know this didn't already. Like Taisves, Avogav the Hach de Zereya Kloyim Bereisi, and become a Bereisis, Shaina Masha Bemishnah. I mean, the Bereisis also repeated the Lochis that were said in the Mishnahis. So what's the Kasha? So speaking about Bezech Hazeh, Shtei Asrois, I can know it from the Mishnah. Good, the Bereisa also says things which are mentioned in the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, "Mikomakim hayulei lishnais ba'is inyan shashayne b'mishnah." If he's repeating the halachas of the Mishnah, so why do you? And he's coming to tell us, "Bezeh hazeh shtei asroi shechayim." And
So why does he have to speak about Kloyim? The Mishnah speaks about Shtiyas Yayim by Nozer. You want to tell us the same halacha? Fine. So why do you have to speak about a different case in Gansen? Chia Gavne, similarly we find Ashkem Beperk. Chia Gavne, Ashkem Beperk Asar Yuchsin. Gabi Abisho lo yekoyre lishtuki beduki. Abisho called Ashtuki Abduki. I mean, Ashtuki is that we know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is. When a child calls this one Abbe, so she says, be quiet. But Al Kaponim, that's Ashtuki. But that's called Abduki. Abisho says, we ask her who the father was. And if she says the father was a kosher, she has an amonis. The Porich Tanina, we learned this already, Mativo Ishalu Ubozeh, we saw Nisha was Muberes, we asked who the boy was. Perishem Bekuntres, Tachi Porich Tanina, Kloima Hosam Avalela Misni. She's not be speaking about it in a different place, in a different case. If the Baraisa is telling us the same aloha, speak about the same case. Ela pshite bebas achas ubas ro achas perish oi bas ro achas vafilu beze achaze vafilu beho potri rabonin kmoi nozer shoye shoyse kol ayoim deine chayim ala achas vafilu beze achaze with one asro. You also chayiv once Malkus. At the end of the sugya, perhaps we'll come back to this taisvus. Bekitzer, so the Gemara says it's speaking about that it was Babas Achas, and because of it speaking about Bezer Chazer, B'shtei Asrois, so I know this already. So the Gemara says, Loilam Rabona. Let's go back to the Gemara. It's going according to the Rabona. Umilsa Gavuche Kemashmalom. And it's speaking back Bezer Chazer, Shtei Asrois. So what is he telling me? He's not telling me any Chidushim and Hilchis Malkis. That's Poshet, Bezer Chazer, Shtei Asrois. He wants to tell us something else. He wants to tell us in Hilchis Kloim, the Iko Trei Gavni Kloim. He wants to tell us the two types of Kloim. Ulafuki mid Rabbi Yashir. The Iko wants to tell us not like Rabbi Yashir. The Omar Rabbi Yashir, Rabbi Yashir said, Omar Rabbi Yashir, Adshi Yizra Achita Soire Bechalsam Bamapailis Yad. Rabbi Yashir said, by Klaya Kerem, you have to be Zereya, three minim, Chita Seir Bekachar, Tzomba Mapoilis Yad, Kamash Melon, the Chizora, Chita Bekachar, Tzomba, the Seir Bekachar, Tzomba, Nami Mechayev. He wants to tell us, Azereya, Kiloyim, Kloyim, that each one is Kloyim. There's a kloyim of chita v'chartzom, and there's a kloyim of soira v'chartzom. He's not, so he's telling us that there's two types of kloyim. There's no chiddush in the malkis. The chiddush is that it's kloyim, it's two types of kloyim. There's a kloyim of chita v'chartzom, and there's a kloyim of soira v'chartzom. According to Rabbi Yashir, there's no two types of kloyim. There's kloyim chita seira b'chartzom. There's no two types of kloyim. According to us, this faker is a kloyim of chita b'chartzom. Is a kloyim of seira b'chartzom. Kamash melon chizor chita b'chartzom. Seira b'chartzom nami mechay. Let us see what Rashi says. Loilam Rabono, ubebeis asrois. The kashel of pshite hokemash melon, the ikar trei gavni kloy. There's two types of kloy. לבין חיטה וחרצה, ובין סוירה וחרצה, הווה כלואים, לאפוקי מדרבי ישי דבוי שלושתן כאחות. He says, according to Rabbi Yashia, you would be potter in this Mishnah, because you need all three together. Coming to tell us, not like Rabbi Yashia, in fact, is a kloyim of chitak, that's kloyim, two types of kloyim, and you're chayim. According to Rabbi Yashia, you're completely potter, because there's no such kloyim to begin with. Let us see Taitzvis, Alafuki mid Rabbi Yashia, Doma, Nechai, Vachi Yisra, Chita, Seira, Vacharzan, Vemapailis Yad. So Taitzvis says as follows, Nirem, the Eina Echayev, Mishum, Klaya Kerem, Koma. That what Rabbi Yashia said, you're not Chayev, means you're not Chayev, Alt Klaya Kerem. If you have Chita, Vacharzan, if you have, you need three, Aber meide, de mischum kleis roim mechayev betrei minim bechita sarge lechude. Des kleis roim in kleia kerem. Kleis roim chita sarge yechayev apel according to Rabbi Yashi also. Kleia kerem, you need chita sarge vachat. Vechein mashme, de chikoma kamashmelom, de chizora chita vachatzom, Usoire vachartzom nami chayiv. It's coming to tell us chita vachartzom is chayiv. Soire vachartzom is chayiv. Loinoket chita soire. It didn't say chita vachartzom is chayiv. Mashma de moide bo Rav Yashi. That Rav Yashi is also moide. Chita vachartzom, that's klayake, that's klayizroi. That is also moide. Chita vachartzom is not klayizroi. And Rav Yashi, oh, that's not Klaya Kerem also. But the first Taisva says that Chita Usoira, according to Rav Yashi, Yechayiv. Va'oid nire leforesh. Now Taisva wants to say, that's if we go here, says this, the Chiddush is, you made Chita V'chartzen, Sarah V'chartzen, Yechayiv, and according to Rav Yashi, you'd never be Chayiv. Va'oid nire leforesh. The Kori Trei Gavni Kloyim, that he wants to tell us Yechayev Trei Gavni Kloyim, Klai Zroim U Klai Akerem. And it's talking about Chito Usa Oiro, he was Zereya, one Zriya was Chito Usa Oiro, Vechito Vechalzo, Vechito Vechalzo. And the Chiddush is, you're like Yishtayim. Kloyim, I was made Klai Zroim, and Klai Akerem, one was Chita Seire, one was Chita Vechartzon, and the Chiddush is Yechayim Shtayim, according to the Rabbonon, and according to Rabbi Yashia, Yechayim Achas. Pakert the Gemara Gube, that what Taisa said before, that Nire, that afilo according to Rabbi Yashia, Yechayev, and Klai Zroim. Now, Taisus wants to say, the Gemara says this. That's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara means that he was Zereya, Kloyim, Chita Soira, and Chita Vechartzon, and according to Chachomim Yechayev Shtayim, and according to Rabbi Yashia, Yechayev Achas. The Kori Trei Gavni Kloim, Klai Zroim, Klai Kerem, Chita Soire, Vechita Vecharza. Ubechad Gavni Moide Rabbi Yashi. In one case, Rabbi Yashi is Moide. Ubechad Polik. Avo Chita Vecharza, Usoire Vecharza, Kulechad Gavnu. So that's one case. So what is he telling us? He wants to tell us there's two types of Kloim. That's he wants to tell us. That the two types of kloim, the trei gavni kloim, the two types of kloim, chita and chita vechalzen, soire vechalzen, is not two types of kloim. He wants that there's two types of kloim, and that's takim shat in the gemara, chita usoire, and chita vechalzen. And according to Rav Yashin, there's only one type of kloim. That chita v'chalson is not kloim. V'yesh svarim shekosu v'behed yo'oi soiro v'chalson. So now let us look in the Gemara. Kamash mon de chizor chita v'chalson oi soiro v'chalson namichayev. So that means there was one three of chita soiro. There was one zriya of chita v'chalzon, oi soira v'chalzon, and that's the trei gavni kloim, what the Mishnah is telling us, the Brais is telling us. That there's two types of kloim, this klai is roim, which Rabbi Yash is also moide, yechayev, and two minim, and then this klai akerem, which the chomim od you also chayev, and two minim, and chita, chita v'chalzen, oi soira v'chalzen, Rabbi Yashi holds, you need 3 minutes. Afilulus from the cost of them, usa oira v'chalzen, yesh lefarish kemoi oi soira, vav means, consumptive means oi. Fine. Taisva says, "Lohi leimotzi leukmi kloyim bebasachas." Now Taisva says, "Kloyim bebasachas." Let us say it's speaking about such a case. Let's say it's speaking about he was a reya chito usoiro becharzon, and you like ishtayim because I have here 2 kloyim. I have klais royim chito soiro. I have a klai called a klai akerem. I have soira b'chalzom, chita b'chalzom. Why didn't the Gemara say this at that pshat? He made one mapole, and there's two different kloim over here. Lo chilei matzluk miklayim klayim b'basachas k'may chita soira b'chalzom de lo kitalti. La fuki mit der Rabbi Yashi, I have chita soire and soire v'chalzom. So Tosfos says, no. Do la Rabbi Yashi and nami lo kitarti. According to Rabbi Yashi, if you take a chita usoiro v'chalzom, you're able to love it. I have a chita soiro, so that's klai zroi. I have chita soiro v'chalzom, that's klai akerem. That's why the Gemara could not say, because this is the Yesod of Tosfos, that Rabbi Yashi is also made the Nis of Klai Zroim Utuminim. So if the Gemara would have said, and this would have been a very Gishmaki case, with one Maise, but they're two Lavin, and that's why you like Ishtayim, because if that's the case, Rabbi Yashi is also made, what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yashi, Nami Loki Tarti. וכן משמע בירושלמי ממסכת קלוים בפרק טס, תקום על דייטי דרבי יאשי, כסיב סודכו לאיסיזרא כלוים. ולאיזה דובר נאמר לאיסיזרא מרקל מחו, פרש, כיוון דבולוי חרצון מחייב משום סודכו. So the Gemara is a kasha, whenever you have chita soire, you're ready mechuyim, al sodcho leisizra kirloyim. So why do you need the kalmechom? So Tosfos says, if you'll say that Rabbi Yashi is not moide by, that he holds in his 3 meaning by Klai Zroim also, Dilo Mechaib Rabbi Yashi by Klai Zroim below Kera, my kaboy? O Mishani, Mishum Sotcha Loike, Mishum Kalmacha Loike, you take a loike to, Maltes, if you, with one hapole of Chita, Seire, Vachalten, you'd get twice Maltes. Now, the time of the Rabbi Yashi, now Tosfos has a kasha. It says, Leisizra, Sotcho, Leisizra, Kiloyim. Kalmacho, Leisizra, Kiloyim. Now it's a modna maise. Sotcho, Leisizra, Kiloyim means 2 meaning. Kalmacho, Leisizra, Kiloyim means 3 meaning. Now, how did Rabbi Yashi know to differentiate between Sotcho and Kalmacho? בתיים את רב יאשי בלקאי קרמה מחייב על הבגימו מינים ובקלאי זרוי מחייב בבייס מפורש רי משום דזרי יש קלויים משמע שני מיני זרויים סיזרה קלויים is the tais zriyas Kiloyim, and Zriya is with Zroyim. So by Sotcha, it says there's an Issa of Zriya's Kiloyim. V'chartzon lav min zerahu. So Chartzon is not a min zera, so it says Kamacho loisizra Kiloyim. So you need a Zriya of Kiloyim in Kamacho. I can't make a Zriya of Kiloyim with Soira and Chartzon. Because Seira and Chartzon is not a Zriya, because Chartzon is not Zera. Period. That's the Makor of Rabbi Yashi. Avol ein leforesh. Now Tosfos wants to say, maybe we'll say a different mahalach. The mashmalei leisizra bahadei karmecha kiloyim. That the reason that you say three is because leisizra bahadei karmecha. Means you have a kerem already, and you shouldn't be zireya kiloyim in the kerem. So you have to have a chartzen plus zriyas kiloyim. Avol sotcha beloy shum zera kori sode. So memela, so there two minim are enough, and you need a third. Reshach leforish ken gabi behemtera. Why say behemtera leisabia kiloyim? So it means you have the behemtera, and with the behemtera you need two kiloyim. So al kocher, that's not pshat. Umir Rab Yehuda b'Maseches Kloyim leMechay b'Klai Zroim at Sheyizra Chito Usoyre b'Kaisemes. Rab Yehuda b'Aitai felt Sotcha means something is planted there already, and Rab Yehuda learned by Klai Zroim you also need three meaning. At Sheyizra Chito Usoyre b'Kaisemes Oishnei Chitim Usoyre Oishnei Soyrem b'Chitim. The boy Klai Zroim b'Hadei Sotcha. Rab Yehuda Taka learns like that.
You can't be mafrish myself from shemen and yayin. Domako kol chaylev yitzav kol chaylev tish tirosh v'dogam. Omra toira ten chaylev uzeh v'chaylev uzeh. You have to have chaylev from each one. Ein liyala tirosh v'yitzav. Tirosh v'dogam. How do you can't be mafrish tirosh and dogam? Dogam v'dogam, dogam and dogam. Minayin amrit kalvachayim, ma tirish v'yitzu shen kloim ze bo ze, ein ma'asrim. Rabbi Yashi ma'isi lohochi, ma tirish v'yitzu shen kloim ze bo ze, ein ma'asrim ize o ze, tirish v'dogon, dogon v'dogon, shen kloim ide dobar acha, v'noke dobar acha, mishom tirish v'dogon. Let us explain what Tosfos had bothered. The Yerushalmi says that you cannot be mafresh tirish and yitzor, and you can't be mafresh also because it says chaylev tirish chaylev yitzor, and then the Yerushalmi declares a shayla: what will be dogon al dogon, tirish al dogon? So the Yerushalmi makes a kal v'chayma. Madoch tirish v'yitzo. She'ein kloim zebozem. It's not kloim zebozem. Afal pi kein ein ma'asrim izel ze. Tirish v'dogon. V'dogon v'dogon. She'em kloim al yedei tovaracher. There it's kloim al yedei tovaracher. Avada givis. Ein ma'asrim izel ze. So there the Yerushalmi says that tirish v'dogon, dogon v'dogon, shem kloim ayidei davaracha. So it would seem, meritas loshna Yerushalmi, that dogon v'dogon, you also need a third thing to make it kloim, and that's not what Tosfos said the whole time. So Tosfos says, no, ayidei davaracha is going on tirish v'dogon, moshem tirish v'dogon according to Rabbi Yashi. Let us go further in the Gemara. Toshma, Ochal mizek hezayis, we're speaking about gidanoshet. Now, we'll just look at a little hagdome, that we should understand, that there's a machloikes between Rabbi Yud and the Chachomim, if you're chayiv and the git from both yerechayim of the behemah, it's a yerech yimin and a yerech smol. Yechayim, if I have it, and the git goes into both Yerechayim. And Rabbi Yehuda, it is a shayla in the Gemara, let's, then, what Rabbi Yehuda holds, you only chayim on one Yerech, And either we don't know which Yerech or it's the Yerech Yemin. But so Al Kaponim, we know according to the Chachomim Yechayev on the Gid of each Yerech, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Machayev on one Yerech, either I know which Yerech it is or it's a Sofik which Yerech it is. But the Baal were going that Rabbi Yehuda was Mesupik which Yerech it is. So now let us see. The Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. Ochel mizek hezayis, mizek hezayis. A person ate from the Yerech Yemin, Yerech hezayis of Gida Noshe, from the Yerech Samayil, Yerech hezayis of Gida Noshe, Seifek Shmeinim. So he Seifek Shmeinim. He ate two Gida Noshes. Seifek Shmeinim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Eine Seifek Elomem. So far so good. You only soifig mem because only one of them. You only on one year. The gita only on one yerech yechayiv. So you ain't a soifig element. Hey chidomi, ilema bezeach hazeh. If it's speaking about bezeach hazeh ubishtei aschoyis, that first he ate from a git from one yerech and then he ate a git from the other yerech ubishtei aschoyis. Is my time the Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yisoyfik Arboim Hasro Sofik Yitz Hasro Sofik V'shamin Eleil Rabbi Yehuda Dom Hasro Sofik Lo Yishmo Hasro? That means the Gemara is assuming now, according to Rabbi Yehuda did not know which Yerech Yoivam Gid Anoshim. So Memele, if it's speaking about Bezeach Hazeh, So according to the Chachamim, Yechayiv on from both Yerechayim Yechayiv of Gid Anosh. So according to the Chachamim, he went and took a kezayis from the Gid and the Yerech Yemin. They told him, if you're going to eat it, you're going to get Malkus. He ate it. Fine, I'm Malkus. He goes now and takes a kezayis from the Gid from the Yerech Smoil. If you eat it, you're going to get Malkus. He ate it, he gets Malkus. So fine. It's according to the Chachamim, Yerech Shmoinim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he takes a kezayis from the Yerech Yemin, and they tell him, if you eat it, you might get Malkus. I don't know. Could be you'll get Malkus. Because if Rabbi Yehuda is Mesupik, which Yerech? He eats from the one of the Smoil. I tell him, if you eat it, you might get Malkus. But now we know there was Asro Sofik. Now we know he's Chayiv Malkus, but before each Achila was Asro Sofik. So if it is speaking about over here that there were two achilas and two asrois, b'zeh achazeh, or b'shtei asrois, my time is the Rabbi Yehuda. Asro sofiku, b'shamin el Rabbi Yehuda doma asro sofik, lo yishma asro. The sanya, hiko ezeh, he was speaking about a woman got married toich gimul chadoshim after her husband gave her a get to someone else. Now she had a child after 9 months, and we don't know who the father of the child is, if the first husband is a Ben Tisha L'Rishen or a Ben Sheva L'Rishen. So this child went, Hika Ezeh, first he hit one father, then V'chosev Hika Ezeh, Kila Lezeh V'chosev Kila Lezeh, Oy Shehika Shneim B'Basachas, Oy Shekila Shneim B'Basachas, Chayit. So he's chayiv because in all cases he was zicher maka aviv, he was makala aviv. Rav Yehuda Omer bebas achas chayiv, bezeh achazeh potur. Because it's asro sofik. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ochal mizek izayis, mizek izayis, mishnei gid anoshe shel shtei yereichos shel behem achas. The two yereichos of a behem achas. Arboim, Rabbidu letaimei. Doma bepeh gid anoshe, einei noyeg, elo ba'achas. The whole thing gid anoshe is only noyeg by one yerech. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, doma nisayfik al arboim, if it's speaking about this bezeach hazeh, there's two asrois, lahavle le milki klal, kol chode v'chode asro sofiku, domesavke le Rabbi Yehuda, ve'eze mehem noyig b'shel yemin, ay b'shel smil, diktoni hosom, it says later, v'adas machas shuhu shel yemin, Rabbi Yehuda said, Adas Machar Shehu Shal Yemin. The boy Yehuda, so the most did not understand what does Vadas Machas mean. The boy Yehuda, Pshita Lei Shal Yemin, is it really poshet to Rabbi Yehuda that it Shal Yemin? Umay Das Das Teire. I mean, that Pshat and Posik, the Gida Noshe is from the Yerchimin. I spoke him as Afkelei, or he himself didn't know. Umay Das, Das Neite. It's noted that it's the Yerachimin, but it won't get Malkus because of Adas Machat. Umidilei, Pashtei Meho, the Mivsha Pshitalei, and the Gemara is not Peshit from this Paraisa. Shma Mino, so that means from this Paraisa we have no Raya. So that means I could say Rabbi Yudas Mesupik, and I don't have a Raya from this Paraisa Bekel. Shma Mino, Lav Vishtei Asrois Koma. So I can't be speaking about Vizach Hazeh and Shtei Asrois. Where do we see this? It says, he goes over, a woman which did not wait to be chadoshim. She got married, the older. She had a child, sofik ben tisha l'rishin, sofik ben shiva l'achrin. Ufshegodal, hika esa echot, v'chosav hika es chaveret. So the Tanakama Oz Chayev is Chayev the Kesova Ascho Sofik Shema Ascho Bebas Achas, if it was Bebas Achas Eirim Shtei Yodov Behike Zeba Achas Vezeba Achas Chayev Ascho Svadi. This is called one Nako. If you're gonna hit them with your both hands, Sat Ascho, you'll sicher get the Einish of Makovit. So it can't be Bezeach Hazeh. So by Gidim it can't be Mizeach Hazeh because Chav Yehuda holds Ascho Sofik Lo Yishma Ascho. Elo Pshita Bebas Achas Ubascho Achas. So now let's go by the Gidim. So the Gidim is speaking about Bebas Achas Ubascho Achas. That what? That he ate both Gidim Bebas Achas Ubascho Achas. Uman Tanekame, and the Tanekame says that you like Kishmainim. One Hasro Bibas Achas, one lav, and Yechayev Shmainim. Uman Tanekame. Ilayma Rabon on the Bligia Lady Sumchis, Hash the Mahosum the Gufum Machlokim Potri Rabon on Hochele Koshkin. Ala lav Sumchis, Sakochoch. The Tanakama holds like Simchis. It has to be speaking about Babas Achas. Because if it's speaking about Bezech Hazeh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't get Apilu Aboy, because it's Ascho Sofik. So it's Babas Achas. And according to the Tanakama, you like Kishmoinim, Ascho Achas, Maisa Achas, Lav Achas. So we see clearly that according to Simchis, Chelev Chelev, Yechayev, Shmoinim. The Gemara says, loy lam bezeach hazeh. It's speaking about bezeach hazeh. The Rabbanon is speaking about two asrois. The male is no problem, but you like shmeinim. We yet the kashvitz bezeach hazeh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should not be like at all, because Rabbi Yehuda holds asro sofik loy shmo asro. So the Gemara says, "V'hai tana sovu lo ki idach tana de Rabbi Yehuda." There's a machlokes tanoim in what Rabbi Yehuda holds by the inyan of Ascho Sofik. There's a tana that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ascho Sofik Shmo Ascho. So Memele, so this paraisa is going according to that tana. So speaking about Bezeach Hazeh, and he went and first ate a gid from one Yerech. They told him you might get Malkus, then he ate a gid from another Yerech. And since I know that Yisich was even a Beirah, he gets Malkus, even though it was a Schosa. The Sanya, where do we see that there's a Tanya that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Schosa, Shmei Ascho? The Sanya will learn to Nabarais, lo yisir mimenu ad boike. Vanoiser mimenu ad boiker ba'esh tisroiku. It is allowed to be meiser a korban pesach. And
If you're nice men at Baker Be'esh Tisraifu, Bo HaKosov Litin Asay Acha Loisas. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that it's a Lav Anitik Lasay, Loima Shein Loikin Olov Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have a Moiridike Memre of Rabbi Yehuda. That means like this. When we come to Noiso, so Rabbi Yehuda said, why does one not get Malkis on Noiso? Because it's a Lav Anitik Lasay. Because it's an Asay, that's why we don't get Malkis. It's Khan Shayla Ben, there's another reason you don't get Malkus. It's Ashra Sophic. You can come over to the person. It's 5 minutes before Laysa Shacha. You know, if you won't eat now, you can get Malkus. Who says? I can eat in 2 minutes. I can eat in 3 minutes. So Lemaise Naisar is Ashra Sophic. Bapal Pikain, Rabbi Yehuda said, that the reason you don't get Malkus is because it's a Lavanitic lesson. So we see this at Tana according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Ascho Sofik Shmei Ascho. Rabbi Yaakov Oim Eloi Min Hashem Ozeh, the reason he doesn't get Malkus is not because of Lavanitic lesson, Amushim Davalei Lav Shein Bei Maise, V'chol Lav Shein Bei Maise Ein Loikin Olam. So Al Kaponim wants to be Matchem. That it could be this Baraisa that says, if he ate 2 Gidim from 2 Yerechayim, the din is that he gets his Loik Alboim, that's going according to Svingba Bezeh Achazeh, and it's going according to the Rabbi Yehuda that holds Hascho Sofik, Shmo Hascho. Let us see Rashi. Ela lav sumchis la'ashkan tanda dislay ha'svar alahu. Ve'esh tisraifu aseyu. Ve'lav shenitik lasa in loikin olav. Ve'maisa be'pesach. If a person was maisa with a kolben Pesach, he's pota. Bo ha'kosov litain asey. Taime the bo ha'kosov. The whole reason you don't get Malkus is bo ha'kosov. Alav ochi loki. Alav agav das rosofiki. The chaleim is the asru bei motsiyoma akati lelyo. Who says if I won't eat now, I'll get malchus? It's still time. I can eat later. So das rosofiki. Loi min Hashem uzeh. And Rabbi Yaakov said that is not the reason. Loi mi tam zeh upota. Shein bei mais. The yoshev loi v'loi ochal. May Elov Nase Noisa, he didn't do anything for your dying. So Mamel, that's why you don't get Malkus, it's a lab Shein by Mice. So Bekitza, we don't have a Raya as yet, but Sumchis holds. Sumchis is Davke by Gufim Machlokim, if it's not Gufim Machlokim, we don't know. Zogt Gemara weiter, Toshma. Ochal shnei gidim mishtei yereichos, mishtei behemos. Now, this baraisa the Gemara is poshet, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the yerech yamin. Now, we're talking about ochal shnei gidim, he ate 2 gidim, mishtei yereichos, mishtei behemos. If you need 2 behemos, al kochoch, because you need a certain yerech. That's you need 2 behemoths. Ochal shnei gidim mishtei yereches. So the maltakas of later means 2 was a yerechimin from 2 behemoths. Soifek shmoine. So you like a shmoine. Av yuda oimer ene soifek ala mem. You only soifek mem. Now here we have a problem. Hechidomi. Ilaimo bazeach azem. Ubishtei asrois. My time is Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Rabboim Vesuloi. Why are you only loike shmoinim? Hello, pshite, bebas achas, ubachod asro. Speaking about, he ate these 2 gidim, bebas achas, with 1 asro. It's 1 asro, 1 achila, 1 maise, 1 lav. And that is the machloikes. Man tane kame. Ilaim rabbonon.
the pligia lady sumches. If it's the rabbanon, the pligia lady sumches. Uma hosom the gufa mechlokim potri rabbanon. If by gufa mechlokim the rabbanon pater. Hochaloi koshke. So he is zichishit pater. He is not gufa mechlokim. So he should zicher be chayiv avoyim. Hello, lav sumchesi. So here we have a rayim, and according to Simchas, shnei zei se chaylev, bebasachas, yeloi kishtai. So the Gemara says, lo'ilom bozeh achazeh. It's speaking about bozeh achazeh. Uv, it's bozeh achazeh, so then it's shver, so my time is Rabbi Yudeh. To join the last by Kezayis, the Sanya, Ochloi, the Ein by Kezayis, Chayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Yehei by Kezayis. Now let us see Rashi. Mishtei Yereichoi Shoshtei Behemes, Midinoka Shtei Behemes, Shma Mino, Biyemino Iskoma, that the Shtei Gidim are speaking about from the Yerich Yemin from each behemoth. The Tane Kama Dohoche Krab Yudis Virale. They know you get Lubachas. The Mehop Hashtin and Pepergida Noshe, the Pshitale Rab Yudis to be Yemin. Fine. So the Gemara says, the last week is Zayis, Bekamo Oibe Bascho. That means one of the Gidim does never Kezayis, Elo Bechad Minayu. One is a Zayis, and one doesn't have a Zayis. The Tanakama Mechayev, the Ksova Ber Yehu. Tanakama says, Yochayev, and the one that doesn't have a Kezayis, because a Gid is a Ber Yehu. Ber Yehu ain't Tzrich and Shir. A Ber Yehu does not eat a Shir. If you eat, feel it's less than a Kezayis, you're also Chayev. Kiddis Nambe Meseches Makis, Omelem Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon holds kosher la Malkus. Rab Shimon holds you don't need a kezayis for Malkus period. And Rab Shimon brother Rai iyatem moidemli boichul nemola kosher hu shuhai. He brother Rai a kosher la Malkus. Amruloi midnei shehi kibur yosa. So memele, so that is the svore. So we're speaking about bozeh chazeh. One gid had a kezayis. One gid did not have a kezayis. So according to the Chachomim, they hold it's a berye, and therefore Yechayev Shmoinim. Let's skip over the Ve'ista Meforshi, and Achi Yehei Boi Kezayis, the Kosova, Lav Berye Choshev, that a Gid is not considered a berye, and the Mol is considered a berye, but a Gid is not considered a berye, Elekechtich Min HaBeheimom. The Memele, so that is Pshat in the Gemara, speaking about Bezeh Chazeh, and there were two asros, and the shailis, one of the gidim was pochas mikezayis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv avoyim, the one that was a kezayis. According to Chachomim, a gid is a din of a berye, and that's why it's loikish moyim.